Gene Gardner, and I'm the chair of the Missouri Bird Conservation Initiative.
All right, and we're here today at the third floor Jefferson Rotunda, and we're here celebrating Conservation Day with 24 other organizations. Could you tell us a little bit about what your organization is bringing to the table today?
Yes, well, we've been around for about 11 years, and we're actually an organization of organizations. We have 73 different groups that belong to our organization. We're not a nonprofit organization, and everybody who belongs to it, either agencies or other entities like non-governmental organizations, you know, hunting clubs, things like that, and private citizens as well, belong to the Missouri Bird Conservation Initiative. So all that we do is promote bird conservation, and we try to do that by putting habitat on the ground. We have a grant program that we can pay for landowners to improve their land for birds. So whether you're a turkey hunter or a bird watcher, or if, you know, if you just feed birds in the backyard, everything that we do is really positive about birds, and that's what we all share in common.
How would a landowner or a farmer go about getting one of those grants like you spoke about?
We have a website. It's called www.mobci, stands for Missouri Bird Conservation Initiative, .net, and you can look on our website, and there's our announcement on there for our grant program, and you have to fill out a form and so forth. It requires a match. It's because it's state money, requires a non-state match. So if you have a federal, you want me to wait? If you have a, you know, instead of coming up with money yourself, you can use your time or rental on your tractor, you know, those kind of things to match it in kind. It doesn't have to be a cash match. So we try to make it as easy as we can. And all we're interested in is having good habitat there for birds. You know, that's so much of why animals are endangered and threatened, because of their habitat a lot of times. And so if we can keep them, if we can have homes for them that are good homes, then they won't get on the endangered species list. Birds, you know, we have a lot of birds in Missouri, and so we try to keep those off the endangered species list.
What are some of the things you're looking for in that land? Is it just any land will do, or is it, does it have to be in a certain rural area compared to an urban area?
Yeah, that's a good question. We have priority areas where we try to focus our work, and it's usually where good habitat is needed. So we've done a lot of studies over the years to determine where the work needs to be done. We call those priority areas or important bird areas. So you get more points on your proposal if your project is within those areas. But we have done projects statewide, and some of those were outside of our priority areas. So it's not impossible to have a project outside of those focus areas.
Right. Okay. And you said 73 different organizations?
Yeah, 73. So, may have another one that just joined this morning. So, yeah.
Excellent. And that's a lot of members, and that's how long has this been going on, you said?
Well, we formed formally organization 11 years ago.
Okay.
And since we formed, we put a little over $4.1 million on the ground for bird conservation in the state of Missouri. All money is in the state of Missouri.
So it all comes from the state of Missouri and stays in the state of Missouri?
The funds come from the Conservation Department through a grant program. It's called State Wildlife Grants, and that's from you know, from the federal government. That gives, each state is given a certain amount of money that comes from it's royalties from offshore drilling, and it's kind of like the Dingell Johnson or Pittman Roberts funds. Now, those are permanent funding sources, and they're tied to the sale of, like, fishing, hunting equipment, ammunition, guns, things like that, you know, rods and reels, boats and motors. That's where their funding comes from. Ours is appropriated every year, so we have to give a message to Washington that how important our programs are in Missouri for birds and other wildlife, and they appropriate that money every year. It's a well-known program.
So how closely do you work with the Missouri State Legislature then?
we usually go to Washington more and talk with our Washington representatives there because it comes from federal money out of Washington. Okay. But our representatives here are really important that they understand how important conservation is to the state, especially our fish and wildlife. You know, we're really lucky in Missouri that we have the sales tax, conservation 1/8 cent sales tax, and that funds a lot of the work that my organization does and all the members of it does to put habitat on the ground so that people have a place to hunt and fish. And we want to get our kids out there to enjoy the outdoors. And so that ensures that we have conservation areas and other public land, state parks and other public lands so that they can go and do those kind of activities.
I know across the board that a lot of people are saying that youth is one of the most important themes we're seeing here today.
It is. It's really important. And we just had an outdoor summit in Missouri. And one of the really important themes that actually came from a lot of our educators, you know, teachers across the state, is that we need to have one unified message, and that it's healthy to get outdoors because it really is good for your health to be outside, breathe fresh air, and get exercise, go hiking on a trail, you know, or bicycling or anything just to get outside, playing tennis, you know, as long as you're outdoors, it's good for you to get outdoors and it's healthy for you. And then, of course, if you have good places to go, then hopefully you have good habitats for fish and wildlife. And it's always fun to watch wildlife, too. You know, there's hundreds of thousands of people in Missouri that watch wildlife every year. And people enjoy seeing them, whether they feed birds in their backyard or not. They still enjoy seeing wildlife.
Right. It's very important. And I know... we mentioned it's important for youth, but also not just...
You can cut all this out.
Right? Yeah. So I know it's not just important for...
I'm Mark Walter.
So, all right, sorry about that. We had to cut that later. So, out of, we had just mentioned that, it was important for youth to get out, but that's also healthy for adults and the whole family as well.
Yes, it is, yeah. And I do quite a lot of work in the Columbia community, and they're really well known, you know, for promoting health and to get outdoors and so forth. I mean, there are definitely benefits that you can show, even economic benefits to people getting outdoors and being more healthy. And, you know, even fights depression and so forth. And a lot of people get outdoors because of the spiritual nature, too. You know, we call it communing with nature, but it just being outside and feeling it like you're a bigger part of the world, you know, and enjoying the birds singing and the warm breezes and the tree leaves rustling. It's just soothing. We have a high stress in our jobs, you know, in the everyday life that we lead. So to get away from those kind of things, get outdoors is a really good thing. It's good for you.
I can imagine. Are there any organizations or places that are coming up with those types of things that people can just get out? Or?
Well, we are improving our trail system all the time. You know, the new trail, I think it's called the Santa Fe Trail, that they're trying to get put through with the Rails to Trails. The Katy Trail, you know, is a nationally recognized trail. It's the longest trail in the nation of its kind. And a lot of people were opposed to it several years ago whenever we first started establishing that. But all the things that they were worried about have never come true. I mean, there's no increased crime rates, and people pick up trash along there. The landowners that are along the trail haven't seen any kind of bad things come from the trail. It's brought an awful lot of money into Missouri, too, from tourism and other people coming to spend the night here. They eat while they're here. They buy gasoline, so they support the tax and pay for things that all of us as Missourians find as a benefit.
So this is showing a way that not only is it good for the environment and just nature in general, but it's also good for things like business, agriculture.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we bring a lot of economy. Tourism is either the number one over agricultural production in the state or number two, just behind agricultural production. Depends on whether we have a good year with our agricultural crops or not. But tourism is really important to people's businesses and to our economy in Missouri. It's very important. I think everybody, citizens of Missouri, realize that, how important it is, and they enjoy it and benefit from it. Our tourism department does a really good job, too, of promoting Missouri tourism. We have a lot of good places outdoors for people to go to and recreate in. We have all these beautiful lakes and streams with clean water. That doesn't just happen by accident. You know, we have to work at that, keeping those streams clean and those places available for people to use.
And there's a lot more work that goes into that than I think people realize on a day-to-day basis.
There is. People like me and a lot of the people in this room today, you know, work really hard to keep those things nice, not only for their own children, but for their friends and their family and other people in general.
Was there anything else you'd like to let our listeners know? Or?
No, I hope that everybody shows their support for conservation. And, you know, if you haven't let your representative know how important it is to you, then find out who your representative is and just send them an email or drop them a card or a telephone call and just to let them know that conservation is important to you, that you do care about the outdoors.
All right. Thank you so much for your time.